Hello.
Be just a minute. Technical issues. Are we ready?
From the video side.
Okay. Time is now 6:06. I apologize for the late start. We had a few technical issues. Today is March 24th, 2020, and I would like to call to order the council meeting for the City of White House. Susan, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Charles Parker?
Here.
James Wansley?
Here.
Ginger Carbo?
Here.
Paul Hickey?
Here.
Colette Stroud?
Here.
Dick Jackson?
Here.
Thank you all for coming tonight and attending, however is safest for everybody. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to meet. We thank you for the technology that allows us to do so in a safe distance. Father, Lord, we just ask that you would take care of our community. We ask that, if it's all possible, that this virus could overlook the City of White House. And Lord, I just ask that you take care of our citizens and our people and our community. I know that there's many that are hurting, that have lost their jobs, and I ask that you be with each and every one of them. And Father, help our government nationally to do what's right for the American people. Forgive us of our sins, dear Lord. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. Item D, I'm going to skip the Pledge of Allegiance tonight, and we're going to move on to item D, presentations. I don't think we have any, correct?
Correct.
Item E, community interest. This is the opportunity for anybody to bring up anything that's going on in our community. And as of right now, I think all events are canceled, so I don't think there's necessarily anything to bring to anyone's attention except keep your social distance.
I think there's a great response coming out of the rec center for the things that are going on and the help that they're doing, as well as the Philadelphia Blessing. It's amazing to see those two operations kick in whenever they're needed. There's some volunteer opportunities for both of those organizations if you're willing.
No, I agree wholeheartedly, James, especially with Myra Johnson, her putting that together at the rec. I mean, that truly taking care of others in front of herself, I think that should be recognized along with what they're trying to accomplish.
Anybody else? Those are good thoughts, guys. Thank you very much. On to the public forum. This is the opportunity for anyone present to come address the council on anything that they would like to speak out with. We did not have anyone sign up before the meeting, and so therefore we'll move on to item G, which is the consent agenda. I'll entertain a motion or any questions on the consent agenda.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Okay, we have a motion from Wansley. Would you like to count yours as a second by Mr. Jackson? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Would there be any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Moving on to item H. Item H falls under other action items, ordinances, resolutions, public hearings. Number one, rezone of 600 Hagen Road from residential medium density R/M to residential medium density plan development R/MPD of an approximately 2 ± acre tract of land situated in Elizabeth Brown Survey, abstract A87, including tract 56, as recorded by the instrument WD22493 on 6/1/18 in Smith County, Texas land records, that property of Billy F. Moss, and tract 57 as recorded by instrument WD36251 on 8/29/18 in Smith County, Texas land records, the property of 721 properties. Public hearing, approval, and denial. At this point, I will close the regular meeting at 6:11. And move into a public hearing. The public hearing is now open. Would anyone like to speak for or against the rezone of this property? If you would like.
I'd like to get it rezoned so we can put the duplexes in.
Could you state your name for the record? Okay, go right ahead.
We want to put in a duplex, 16 duplexes on that 2 acres to have for senior people for 50 and above. It'd be gated, a long, secured area. That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak for or against? At 6:12, the public hearing is closed. I will open up this agenda item. Is there any questions or concerns from members of the council?
Looking over the plan development, and according to the plot that was presented, there's a few items on the plan development that aren't satisfied here. And I realize the plan development is something it's kind of a wish list, and it's something that we can make concessions on. It's kind of a give and take. I was just wondering if there was any discussion, in addition to what we see in front of us, was anything else brought up that maybe didn't make it into the plan? What I'm thinking of specifically is there's a call for sidewalks. I'm not sure if this cul-de-sac development calls for that.
So, Mayor and Council, we held a development review committee meeting with the applicant prior to submittal for the application, and staff noted two things that needed to be reflected on the plan. One would be the street width needs to be the minimum 32-foot street width, and that sidewalks would need to be placed inside the development. The developer has agreed to those, so if you make a motion to approve, you'll need to make sure to include those two items as part of your motion, just because the drawings weren't updated to reflect that.
That satisfies my findings. Thank you.
Anyone else?
No, I'm glad. James, I think we're on the same page. I didn't realize it was a 29-foot roadway until it was pointed out to me. And with him making the standard 32 width, it'll help out, especially with emergency vehicles, from the aspect of it only being one way in and one way out. And I'm sure there'll be some street parking. So between that and the sidewalks, I understand the I guess we're giving a variance on the 5-foot setbacks.
So as part of the PD, the developer is asking to reduce the rear yard setbacks from 20 feet to 15 feet. But they are including a dog park and a picnic area, which is above and beyond what is required in a normal medium residential zoning. So that's part of the give and take. And they're also contributing the right-of-way that would be needed for the future widening of Hagen Road, where this development fronts Hagen Road.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I commend the builder for going above and beyond and meeting the standards that we have. I'm excited that people are using this planned development that we have for it, that we have for them.
And really, this will be an age restricted. Is that correct?
50 yes, and older.
I can't get in there yet.
Some of us can't.
I can visit you.
Some children, to a certain extent, allow 18 and above, 17 and above, we have decided to bear that down.
Okay, if y'all couldn't hear Billy, he was saying that it will be age restricted 50 and above, but some children may be allowed in the development. They haven't finalized that yet, but it may be 18 and older or something along those lines. So they are still working out the details of that.
And also, one last question I have on it, just so I understand the location. This is across from the other duplexes on Hagen, just east of Memory on the south side of the road. Is that where there's no reference point in this?
On the south side, yes.
Okay.
It's just across from the duplexes.
Yeah, it's more or less catty-cornered across from the duplexes.
Okay.
And butts up against, the nursery. Yeah.
And Sunny Meadows. So, Sunny Meadows and the nursery.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'd be going from residential medium and then commercial, which would fit our plan, correct?
That's right. This is very consistent zoning.
That's still the only questions I had. I appreciate it.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, what's your question?
I'm sorry, I don't have any questions. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They're all
then planning and zoning did send this to us with their recommendation behind it.
Okay. If no one opposes, then I'd go ahead and make a motion to approve the zoning change with the additions of the aforementioned sidewalks and road width at 32 feet.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Did you get both names? Okay. Would there be further discussion, questions?
Yeah, I need to abstain.
Okay.
And Mayor and Council, Council Member Stroud has filed a conflict of interest form this season.
So. Okay. Okay, in that case, I'm going to ask for a roll call vote.
James Wansley?
Yes.
Ginger Parko?
Yes.
Paul Hickey?
Yes.
Dick Jackson?
Yes.
Millette Stroud abstained.
Okay, let the records reflect that the motion carries unanimously with one abstention. Thank you, Billy. We appreciate you, sir. Thanks for doing good things in our city. Okay, item number H2, consider extension of the disaster declaration. As most of you know, last week I worked with Leslie and city staff, and we decided it was a good time to put ourselves in line with a disaster declaration, not only to help the city, but to also help our citizens and local businesses in the event that COVID-19 continues to be a drain on our overall community and assets and everything that goes with that. And so tonight I'm asking basically that you approve this measure so that we can continue it forward. You know, anytime the mayor issues a disaster declaration, that must be approved within 7 days or it basically dies. So that's kind of the procedural rules that go with this. I know that in the community, and I don't know what you all are hearing, there have been numerous people who have asked for more stringent measures on the part of the city. And my answer to that is simply the city of White House operating in isolation by ourselves is simply not going to work. It would require a community-wide, county-wide following to do that. I think all we would wind up doing is making people migrate out of White House like they're doing out of New York City and risk furthering the spread of COVID-19 to other places. Mm-hmm. So until the county and the other cities around here make a decision to make further, you know, restrictions or anything, I think we'll follow the status quo as well. But I certainly want to be on the record of saying that, you know, the best thing that you could do right now is keep your distance, stay at home if you don't need to get out. And, you know, for goodness sakes, quit swamping the grocery stores and whatever other places of business that are open. Stay home and take care of yourself and your family. I don't know. Does anybody else have anything they would like to add at this time?
I'd like to say that I really appreciate the response that the city staff has put forward in all of this. I've heard nothing but good things from the community about how diligent they've been about pushing forward the latest information and quashing any false rumors or any false information that came through. I think we're blessed that we got the city staff in place just in time for an event like this. Coupled with the existing city staff that was already really, really strong. So thank you all.
Yeah, and if I could echo that, I've been on, you know, about twice weekly mayoral calls with the county judge. And I can tell you that compared to our counterpart cities around here, Leslie and her staff have put our city way ahead of everybody else. And I'm very proud of the work that they put together in planning and trying to keep our employees safe and being very proactive with all of this. And you guys should be too.
Agreed.
Mayor and council, back to the disaster declaration. Thank you for your kind words. That our leadership team has been meeting about this daily for the last couple of weeks. They've really done a great job pulling all the information together, keeping everybody updated, making sure everybody is involved. So they've done a great job with that. In the packet is a draft extension of the disaster declaration. I would ask that if you make a motion to approve that you include one other item, which would allow us to waive any disconnect or late fees for utility bills. Some TML put out some guidance today that the city council needs to take action to do that. We have already planned to do that, but based on the guidance, I didn't feel like y'all would have an issue with that based on where our economy is right now. So I would like to ask respectfully that you include that in your motion to extend the declaration.
Did everybody understand that?
You said waive any disconnect for utility bills?
Disconnect late fees for utility. You disconnect fees and late fees for utility bills.
Okay.
If you want to just authorize either the mayor or myself to do that at our discretion, that way it doesn't go for the, it may not need to go for the full 30 days. It may need to go beyond that. But if you'd like for he and I to collaborate, or if you want that to bring, if you want us to bring that back to you as a part of another disaster declaration extension, just be clear in your motion on how you would like that to work.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to extend the disaster declaration with the ability for the mayor or the city manager to waive any disconnect and late fees for utility bills at their discretion.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second by Millette. Would there be any other conversation or discussion that anyone would like to bring up? I'm going to ask for a roll call.
Steve Jackson?
Yes.
James Wansley?
Yes.
Ginger Cardwell?
Yes.
Millette Strong?
Yes.
Paul Hickey?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all for your help and staying in touch with everyone, and I absolutely hope we all get through this the best way we can. Item number H3, consider future meetings and agenda items. It is my recommendation that as long as we are in this situation, that any large discussion items... Any large discussion items such as ongoing detailed budget reviews and some of that, that we postpone those for at least a period of time here, and let's try to deal with action items only going for the next month or so, and let's see how that works out. Does anyone have any objection to that?
Do you think we should go to once a month meetings, go back, and then if something really comes up, we could have a special meeting?
I like having the meeting every 2 weeks as scheduled, and I think we'll eventually get the bugs worked out of this so we could all meet remotely on this as well. Hopefully, by the next meeting, we can just all zoom in and go from there. I think it's really important that we do meet, considering all that's going on, and that we stay relevant, because if something does happen and we do need to approve something, you know, yeah, we can do that with 72 hours posting notice and getting in touch with everybody. But if we know we've got a meeting schedule, that just makes it so much easier. Anybody else?
I agree.
Have any other thoughts? Okay. I apologize, James. I stepped on you there.
I was agreeing with you.
Okay. So, unless anybody has something specific that they want to bring up, you have administrative reports from staff. There are a number of items in there. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Do we have any kind of estimate about maybe what areas of the budget will be impacted by this?
Overtime for public safety would be my best guess. Our expenditures thus far have been pretty minimal, but I would expect if we have any member of our staff get sick and we have to quarantine other members of our staff, we could have some significant staffing costs. That would be my greatest concern right now.
Leslie, is the... as it progresses, if it might come down to it, we might want to look at maybe getting a coalition of employees between us, Troop, Bullard, and so forth, if employees do become sick, so that way we can keep critical infrastructure as far as the sewer plant running, the water running. Is that something that the cities are beginning to discuss?
We've already had those discussions, Paul. In the mayoral conference with the county judge that we have twice a week now, all of those items are brought up, and I have assurances And I've given assurance to other cities that we'll be there for them in the event that, that some of our key personnel goes down or theirs. I would point out that the community of Hideaway had their first case this afternoon, and there was an employee of Train as well.
Is that Lindale?
Well, Hideaway is actually their own city as well as a HOA.
Okay.
And they have a
mayor. Nice. Okay. Is it the HOA president?
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor slash president.
Gotcha.
And he and he used to work for White House ISD. You know, there's been some good conversations that we've had on the mayor call. You know, some things like one in particular was asking how you sanitize playground equipment. I'd not guess that, that entered my realm of thought, but I think as long as the sun is shining and it's raining, I think and we don't get too many people at one time out there, I think our playground equipment's probably okay.
So is there any enforcement going on from the city's perspective about the mandates that came down from the state on the gathering of 10 people or, you know, wherever we're at right now with that? If you saw 10 people at a park, would you get busted up or how's the city handling that?
I think it's just been quiet, responsible caution. There's no real penalties or anything like that going on. I think we're, just as the county judge said, we're relying heavily on common sense.
Okay.
Who let the dogs out? Isn't that a song? Okay. Anybody else have anything? Okay, the time is now 6:30 and we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.